Hi, this is Josh Cunningham.
And I'm Felicity Urquhart.
And you're listening to 2VM.
And turn it up, and we'll see you soon out on the road on the Wanna Go There tour.
We'll be at the Roxy Theatre on the 18th, Saturday the 18th.
So how you all been? Good?
Yeah, we're going well. We're sitting here watching a daughter in an AFL fun day at school.
Hey, Josh, have we met before?
I don't know. I couldn't say for sure. We may well have. I couldn't verify that.
So you come from Perth?
Well, actually, I'm from the south coast of New South Wales originally, but I left home after I finished high school, travelling around with the band, and I met Donna and Vicky from the Waste in WA, you know, that first year of leaving home, and then spent the next phase of life over there. So, and because the band, the Waste, is a WA band, I often get... you know, kind of credited as being a Western Australian, which I don't get offended at. I'm like a surrogate West Australian, but I'm from New South Wales.
Okay, so you're still doing stuff with the Waves?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What about you, Felicity? What are you doing?
Well, I'm doing Felicity parenting and playing music. That's my bag.
Now, Jules was saying that you're a pair now, you guys.
Oh, and then we're a pair, yeah. We indeed are, Cam.
Oh, good. Okay. So how does that work? Because you know yourself, Felicity. It doesn't always work out when you sort of get together with someone in the industry.
When you work in the same area that you or play in the same area that you work, I suppose that's the way to say it. Yes. Well, I think it just depends on how many things in life you have in common and also what the differences are too, because you've got to keep it fresh and you've got to have similar goals, and I think that that's where we line up with all those things. We've got enough differences, enough similarities, and we love music that just glues it all together.
And it's good when you can sort of be apart for a little while, have your own space.
Well, I just think even getting in your own zone when you're working on a project on your own, even if you're in the same vicinity, that you can, you know, just concentrate on a project, come together for dinner time and kids. And look, I always have learnt the way to live through my parents, watching them, great mates, and work and live and travel together. And I think that's just how a good relationship works.
Okay, now let's get into the nuts and bolts of it all. The Song Club debuted at number one on the ARIA Country Charts, was number 10 on the ARIA Album All Genres Chart. How did it feel when that got into the top 10?
Oh, it was a real thrill. You know, we're very proud of the album, the music that we've made, and we did it all ourselves. So, you know, I guess it felt like, in one sense, I mean, it was a professional recording, but it felt like our little project, our home project. So it felt like it was competing with all the heavyweights. And, you know, and had a good result like that. And, you know, it's just nice to be recognised. You know, enough people were interested in it and thought of it as a good record to buy it and give it those chart positions. And it's been very favourably received, and we're really happy with that.
So nominated for 4 Golden Guitars this year, Country Album of the Year, what was it? Country Music Capital News Group Duo of the Year, CMT Video of the Year, and Toyota Album of the Year as well.
Yeah, we were really wrapped getting any of those nominations, let alone to get 4. And then we also were nominated for an ARIA this year, and we've just been nominated in the finalists for the AIR Awards, which is Australian Recording Industry, and we're just buzzed. It's so nice, as Josh said, to be given that acknowledgement. So many great albums have been released, you know, after the whole wash up of COVID. There were so many songs and recording projects that took place. I think it's been a pretty high quality that's come out after all of that emotional turmoil that we went through, and for all of our mates too to come out with great albums. We're just tickle pink to be in amongst the mix.
So Wanna Go There, the single, is that lifted from the Song Club?
Yeah, it is. It's actually the first song that Felicity and I wrote together. We sat down for the very first time with instruments in hand and cup of tea on the table and started noodling around on the banjo and the guitar, and Fliss came out with the little riff that starts that song off, and that was the beginning of our musical journey together.
And that's the tour as well, Wanna Go There?
It is. Well, I guess, you know, everyone's been kind of kept at home for a long time, and, you know, when we first got the chance to book shows and get out on the road again, we kind of felt like, well, that'll be a fitting title for the tour, because we've wanted to go lots of different places for a long time, and now we can.
So where do you want to go, Felicity?
Oh, look, I just want to go everywhere. The tour continues. We're heading to, next up is Yamba, then Bingra. Looking forward to that. And then we head to Wollongong and Cronulla before we head to Western Australia, I think, Victoria.
South Australia.
We've got a lot of places to get to before the year's out. But to your neck of the woods, I guess the closest would be Bingra.
Yep, Roxy Theatre on Saturday, 18th of June. Hey, listen, guys, it's been fantastic. Can't wait to see you up here at Bingra when you're performing at the Roxy. What are you going to bring for the show?
We're going to bring our best threads. We're going to look sharp for everybody. We're going to bring some stories and banjos, all shapes and sizes, and our special guest, Rachel Whitchurch, who's just beautiful. You're going to love Rachel as well. She's the real deal, girl from Parts, with some great honest stories, but also a bit of cheek to go with it. So we'll all be there selling our wares and having a good night in Bingra.
Sounds good. Thanks for the chat today.
Great to chat, Cam.